I'm Brent Wilson, the tech services manager for Iowa and Missouri for Pioneer Hybrid.
This has been a dry year, but farmers now preparing for next year, what should they keep in mind?
Well, Tom, I think there's several things they need to keep in mind. One, obviously, the first thing is let's look at your product selection, because we know that 2012 was really different than the long-term average. So how do we factor that in? And as we say every year, we need to look at that long-term performance. You know, how does that particular soybean variety or corn hybrid perform under various conditions? Because we do kind of categorize our products for, you know, moderate yield environments, high yield environments, and low yield environments. So we have that information that will help growers look at the big picture and really make probably hopefully the best decisions of not knowing what 2013 is going to look like, but still put a package of products together that fits that potential variation we might see next year.
If there's a repeat of this year, what products do you have to perhaps go into the next year on the best footing?
So if we were to be unfortunate enough to have another historic drought, obviously the things that won in 2012 would be our 2013 choices. Pioneer has launched the Aquamax brand of products, which really has traits that help that hybrid survive and maintain yield potential under warm, hot, drought type conditions. That we've been working on this project with the Aquamax for about 4 years now. It was really targeted toward the Western Corn Belt, where drought is a very consistent effect. Obviously, the droughts, this year in 2012 has affected a huge area. And so we've been able to really see how Aquamax products perform under this very, very widespread conditions. We're bringing Aquamax products into the Central Corn Belt, not because they're Aquamax, but because they also have some very good top annual potential. And that's been really exciting to see, is that products that protect your downside risk also have that opportunity to produce really good yields under the high yielding environments.
A lot of people are asking me, what are you seeing for yields out there as the harvest begins? What is the situation?
So yield ranges vary tremendously, not only between fields because of differences in soils or differences in planting dates or management, but even within the field we're seeing, you know, very large differences, which comes back to how well were those soil areas able to hang on to moisture and supply that to the plant during the really stressed period. So a lot of growers that I've talked to at the show here say, you know, the yield monitor's bouncing all over the board. I mean, you know, 100 bushel yield swings in a field has not been not uncommon. So I think that's probably the big message, is that it's going to vary a lot this year, and you're going to need to look at a lot of information across a pretty broad range to really understand what the trends are in performance.